Ralph heard the mockery and hated Jack. The sting of ashes in his eyes, tiredness, fear, enraged him.
"Go on, then. We'll wait here."
There was silence.
"Why don't you go? Are you frightened?"
A stain in the darkness, a stain that was Jack, detached itself and began to draw away.
"All right. So long."
The stain vanished. Another took its place. Ralph felt his knee against something hard and rocked a charred trunk that was edgy to the touch. He felt the sharp cinders that had been bark push against the back of his knee and knew that Roger had sat down. He felt with his hands and lowered himself beside Roger while the trunk rocked among invisible ashes. Roger, uncommunicative by nature, said nothing. He offered no opinion on the beast nor told Ralph why he had chosen to come on this mad expedition. He simply sat and rocked the trunk gently. Ralph noticed a rapid and infuriating tapping noise and realized that Roger was banging his silly wooden stick against something. So they sat, the rocking, tapping, impervious Roger and Ralph fuming. Round them the closed sky was loaded with stars, save where the mountain punched up a hole of blackness. There was a slithering noise high above them, the sound of someone taking giant and dangerous strides on rock or ash. Then Jack found them, and was shivering and croaking in a voice they could just recognize as his.
"I saw a thing on top."
They heard him blunder against the trunk, which rocked violently. He lay silent for a moment, then muttered,
"Keep a good lookout. It may be following."
A shower of ash pattered round them. Jack sat up.
"I saw a thing bulge in the mountain."
"You only imagined it," said Ralph shakily, "because nothing would bulge, not any sort of creature."
Roger spoke. They jumped, for they had forgotten him. "A frog." Jack giggled and shuddered.